CRI News, this is Wen Jie. A high-ranking Chinese diplomat has said China attaches importance to developing its relationship with Japan, and this stance has not changed. State Councilor Yang Jiechi has co-chaired the fourth round of a high-level political dialogue with Japanese National Security Advisor Shotaro Yachi in Tokyo. Yang Jiechi has urged Japan to honor his word and abide by rules regarding the historical issues, including those pertaining to Taiwan, and make joint efforts with China to safeguard the peace and stability in the East China Sea. Yachi said Japan stands on the Taiwan and historical issues has not changed, and Japan is dedicated to improving its relationship with China. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and his French counterpart, Jean-Yves Le Drian, have held a phone conversation on the relations between their two countries. While congratulating Le Drian for taking the job of foreign minister, Wang Yi expressed the hope that the two countries can earnestly implement the consensus reached recently and keep the momentum of rapid development of China-France comprehensive strategic partnership. Le Drian said the France-China strategic cooperation has been fruitful, and the two sides are sharing increasing common interests. Le Drian also said that he looks forward to visiting China at an early date. A new cybersecurity law will take effect in China on June 1st, banning online service providers from selling users' personal information. It stipulates that Internet service providers cannot collect user information that is irrelevant to the services. Users will have the right to ask service providers to delete their information if such information is abused. Cybersecurity management staff are banned from leaking or selling the information they have obtained, including privacy and commercial secrets. North Korea has confirmed it successfully test-fired another ballistic missile on Monday, the third in 1 month. The official Korean Central News Agency says the missile was a medium-range rocket launched from a mobile pad vehicle. South Korea and the U.S. media reports said the missile was a Scud missile capable of hitting targets 500 kilometers away. The reports say the missile fell into the Sea of Japan after flying 6 minutes. British police have released a picture of Manchester bomber Salman Abedi, showing him with a blue suitcase on the day of the suicide attack last week. They are now asking the public to come forward with information about the suitcase's whereabouts as their investigation continues. Police believe that Abedi returned to Britain around May 18th, just days before the May 22nd bombing at a concert by U.S. singer Ariana Grande in Manchester Arena, which killed 22 people and injured 116 others. Bangladeshi authorities are trying to evacuate up to 1 million people before a powerful cyclone makes landfall. Meteorologists say Cyclone Mora is likely to hit the eastern coast early on Tuesday. Port cities in the southeast have been asked to display the highest warning level, known as Great Danger Level 10. Low-lying areas of Cox's Bazar, Chittagong, and many other coastal districts are likely to be inundated by storm surge. The Disaster Management Authority said nearly 300,000 people had already been moved to cyclone shelters. A rare daytime storm that brought gales and heavy rain in Moscow has left at least 10 people dead and about 70 others injured. The gales, with a speed of more than 80 kilometers per hour, knocked down several hundred trees and destroyed buildings in the Russian capital. The mayor has promised that families of the casualties will be financially compensated. The injured are receiving medical treatment. An electricity transmission line broke down in the storm, affecting 7,300 households. The European Union has prolonged sanctions against the Syrian government and its supporters for another year. The sanctions in place 6 years ago include an oil embargo, restrictions on certain investments, as well as a freeze of the Syrian central bank's assets within the EU. 240 people and 67 entities are also targeted by a travel ban and an asset freeze. The EU has stated it remains committed to finding a lasting political solution to the Syrian conflict under the existing UN framework. For CRI News, this is Wen Jie.